Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Mr. Victor Gook has just this moment arrived home from the office, and as he tosses his hat on a chair, he inquires smilingly,
"What is all this?"
"Oh, what?"
"Are you being inscrutable, mysterious, and enigmatic, Dr. Sleek?"
"No."
"You have no notion why I'm home early?"
"Are you home early?"
"A whole half hour."
"Well, instead of looking at me as if you'd caught me stealing coal from the Chicago Mountain Railroad yards, I wish you'd explain."
"Didn't Uncle Fletcher telephone you?"
"Uncle Fletcher? Sure, he telephoned me. Why?"
"Oh, Dodger."
"What's the matter?"
"Nothing, I guess."
"What about Uncle Fletcher? Did he telephone you?"
"Yes, and talk like some matter of life and death was pending. Wanted to know if it was convenient for me to leave the office and meet him at 4:30. Said he didn't want to reveal the situation over the telephone."
"Sure. Yes, he called me, too. There's new startling developments connected with his landlady getting married."
"Oh, my."
"He called you at the office, huh, and stuff?"
"He called me at the office, huh, and stuff, and his voice vibrated like he was taking some big dramatic part on the stage."
"Maybe it is something important. Because in spite of all his big talky-talking trash, it's something new for him to telephone you at the office."
"Well, what about his asking me to leave the office and come home?"
"Maybe it is something important."
"What did he say to you?"
"Oh, startling new developments in connection with my landlady getting married have occurred, and I felt I'd better see you as soon as possible, and you know how he carries on."
"Uh-huh."
"I never thought anything about it."
"What in thunder could have occurred in connection with his landlady getting married that would in any way concern me?"
"Oh, yes, I don't know.
I wish the heck his landlady would get married and have it over with."
"Yes, and that will put Uncle Fletcher right out of business. He's enjoying himself so much, directing and managing and bossing and bragging."
"Hi, ho, to ho, somebody in the kitchen. Very likely the very man we're talking about."
"Probably groceries." "Hello, groceries? That you, Irvin?"
"Yeah. Stay in the living room, Harvey."
"Huh?"
"Vic will join us directly."
"He's already here."
"Hmm."
"If this does turn out to be something trivial, and it probably will, don't scold or speak sharper teeth, will you?"
"I don't like to be the pawn of a bunch of childish nonsense."
"Oh, yes, it never hurt you to leave the office a half hour early."
"Afternoon, Sadie." "Hello, Vic." "On that just as we arranged it, Harvey." "Good. I didn't inquire over the telephone, Sadie, but you're not expecting Ruth and Teddy, I don't suppose."
"No."
"Having any engagement to play cards or something of the sort?"
"Oh, we don't play cards in the afternoon."
"Good. We can be by ourselves. Take my cap and hang it up in the hallway, will you please, Vic?"
"No."
"Just toss it on a chair, Uncle Fletcher."
"I think we can tackle this matter, discuss the pros and cons on it, and be through in no time if we look sharp and don't fool."
"Okay."
"Now..."
"Mm-hmm."
"As you both know, Sade and Vicky, honey, I am being run absolutely ragged on this marriage proposition."
"Yes, I was saying to Vic, you were handling..."
"That's right, that's right. And I haven't got one single nitwit second I can call my own. I buy the flathead wedding ring, I hire the numbskull preacher, I make arrangements at the church, I even go on a feeble-minded honeymoon."
"And act as best man, too."
"That job, Sadie, I'm turning over to Vic."
"How do you mean?"
"I'll be altogether too busy to skulk around acting as best man. I'm arranging for you to be best man, Vic, honey."
"You are not."
"You see, I'll have my hands full paying off the preacher, looking after the carriage, engaged to carry the happy couple home, and a dozen other chores. And on top of that, I leave on my honeymoon directly after the ceremony. I want to catch it early, interurban for Heliopolis, and I won't have time to change my clothes. I'll fix the details on it, Vic."
"Don't bother. I'm not being any best man."
"That's not the matter we have assembled to discuss. That matter is all arranged."
"That matter is not all arranged."
"Sadie, honey, do you suppose we could get on to important junk?"
"Yes, let's do."
"Why in thunder should I be best man for some guy I don't even know?"
"All this, of course, Vic, honey, is taking up time."
"Okay, the subject is closed. Only just fix this in your mind. I'm not being best man at any wedding."
"I would really like to get on the important matter which has brought us together here today."
"Oh, go ahead, Uncle Fletcher."
"Hey, Ma!"
"Oh, my."
"Here's the important matter which has brought us together here today."
"Shoot."
"Anybody home?"
"We're in the living room, Willie."
"What?"
"Russell's home."
"I had hoped we could clear this up without a lot of fooling around."
"Huh.
Mom, can I go down to the YMCA and watch the fat men play handball tonight?"
"Babe and Vicky, honey, Mr. Harry Thieburn, the approaching bridegroom of my landlady, Mrs. Leota Keller, is arriving in this city 2 weeks in advance of the wedding ceremony.
Oh.
Gentlemen?
That, Sade and Vicky, honey, is the important matter which has brought us together this afternoon.
Well, look at all the people. Hello, Uncle Fletcher. Hi, Gal.
Hi, Angie.
Go away, Russell.
What?
Go away.
Shall we adjourn to your office, Vic, honey?
Adjourn to my office?
I suggest I and Sadie and you put on our caps and walk down to your office.
Why?
We can continue our discussion there.
You mean just because Russell's here, you want to traipse all the way down to the plant and
go? Russell, go down cellar.
This is no topic for the children. Both you people should be aware that matters of this nature.
Well, I'll go away. Heck, I don't want to cause any quarrel.
Go outdoors.
Why don't I go to the Miller Park Lake and jump in? Feel about as welcome
one
here.
One moment, Russell. There is one phase to this situation to which you should be made privy.
Okay, make me privy to it.
Mr. Harry Thieburn, Russell, honey, my landlady's approaching bridegroom from Yellow Jump, North Dakota, is arriving in this city 2 weeks prior to the wedding ceremony.
Is he?
You are a member of this family, and it is only right that you be told whatever facts predominate in connection with developments arising from situations directly or indirectly concerning matters which do not violate or in any way destroy the unbearable alternative.
Yeah.
I'd like a copy of that speech, Uncle Fletcher, and have it tattooed in my chest.
Now, here's our problem. What to do with Mr. Harry Thieburn, my landlady's approaching bridegroom?
I suggest we braid apple blossoms in his hair.
He could stop at the Bright Kentucky Hotel, or he could stop at the Butler House Hotel. But one is shabby, and the other is expensive. No, no, no.
Why does Uncle Fletcher say no, no, no?
There's me.
Sadie, honey, this really concerns you more than anybody else.
Why?
Because here was my thought.
Yes?
Invite Mr. Harry Thieburn, my landlady's approaching bridegroom, to stay here.
Here?
Yes.
Well, why on earth should I invite him to stay here?
What do you mean?
Well, how do you mean, Mr. Harry Thieburn?
Mr. Harry Thieburn is my landlady.
Well, he's not my landlady.
I mean, he is my landlady's approaching bridegroom.
He's not my landlady's approaching bridegroom. Oh, ish, Uncle Fletcher. Surely you can see there's no reason on earth why I'd be obligated to take in a perfect stranger for 2 weeks just because he's going to marry my uncle's landlady. Surely you can see.
But the Bright Kentucky Hotel is shabby and the Butler House Hotel is expensive.
Well, that's Mr. Feedburn's worry.
I don't believe I quite understand this. Sadie, honey?
Well, I think it's over a little bit.
No, I don't believe I quite understand this.
Not to hark back on a distasteful subject, Uncle Fletcher, but I must fix it in your mind that I'm absolutely not acting as best man at this wedding.
Yes, you are, Vic.
No, I'm not.
The arrangements have already been made.
Well, they can be unmade.
Permit me to get this straight.
I was wondering if maybe you
could... Go down, cellar, Russell. Honey, run along.
Okay.
He's going down, cellar. Permit me to get this straight. Sadie, honey, do I understand that you are declining to offer 2 weeks' hospitality to Mr. Harry Thieburn, my landlady's approaching bridegroom?
Yes, I am.
I see.
Because why should an absolute stranger expect...
And, Vic, honey, am I straight on this? Do you decline to act as best man for Mr. Harry Thieburn, my landlady's approaching bridegroom?
I do.
Then I guess there's no more to be said. I believe this is my cap here on the chair.
Yes.
It has been nice talking to you people. Vic, honey, it was most obliging of you to leave the office and meet me here to discuss these matters.
Not at all.
I hope to see you both again in the very near future. And now, with your kind permission, I will take my departure. Goodbye.